And welcome back to Hosting, the podcast where I, Carlo Ritchie, host good friend and house guest Guy Montgomery here in Sydney, Australia. Well, Guy, it's morning six. And how do you feel?
No, Carlo, it's not. It's morning seven.
What, Guy? Okay. Maybe somebody didn't get enough sleep last night.
I got plenty of sleep. One thing I've been getting plenty of on this trip, Carlo, has been sleep. And I think the main reason I've been getting so much sleep is because you've been poisoning me.
Poisoning you, Guy? Well, Guy, that is poisoning you with hospitality? Yes.
I laugh not because it's funny, but because you are terrifying. No, you've been poisoning me with milk, with mushrooms, pumpkin soup,
Guy,
craft beer.
You've barely eaten a thing.
Yeah, for fear of how much poison you're putting in everything.
Well, Guy, I mean, this is certainly news to me. How about you and I have a little glass of...
No! I don't want to have a glass. What were you going to say?
No, I just thought maybe we could just have a glass of juice, freshly squeezed juice.
Freshly squeezed juice. Can I watch you juice?
You can watch me juice it, Guy. I mean, how can I put anything in that?
Can I watch you peel the oranges?
You can... What? Look, here we go. Here's an orange.
Yeah.
Cut that in half.
Yeah. Yeah.
Juicing. That?
Yeah, yeah, you're juicing.
How can I put anything in that juice?
Okay, can I have it, please?
Here we go. Pour that in a glass. Here you go.
I'm going to drink this.
Yeah, of course. How could anything have happened to that?
Nothing could have happened to that. I watched you make it.
Yeah, of course you did, Guy. I mean, what do you mean I'm trying to poison you? I just made you a juice.
Well, just because you made me a juice now doesn't mean you haven't poisoned me all those...
Well, it seems pretty far-fetched, Guy.
You've been trying to lie to me about how much time has passed?
I don't think so, Guy.
I do. I've been carving into my arm here, see? This is the seventh day.
Guy, you've cut yourself. Put away the puzzle or you'll cut yourself again, Guy.
I didn't cut myself on the puzzle, Carlo.
Guy, look, you've cut yourself on the puzzle.
No. I didn't cut myself on the puzzle. This is seven. There's seven marks. They're not even cuts, really. They're just little indentations. Seven marks.
7 marks for 7 trips to the beach. We had 7 feet.
We've never been to the beach.
Guy, I don't know what this week has meant to you, but to me, it's been amazing. We went to the beach. We went to the opera house.
You're reading from the list of things I asked you to do, and you told me we couldn't do. You said it was too crowded.
But I managed to get us some spots. You remember? We had such a great time. You said, I want to remember this 7 times over.
No,
that's
not what I said. What you're doing isn't fair. I said I was sorry.
Guy, what is an apology?
Not enough, I know, but man, can't you call it even Stevens? This is too much.
Guy, would you say that when I was in New Zealand, you were a little careless?
Yeah, I was a little careless.
Yeah, would you say you're a little careless?
Yeah, I guess I was a little careless.
Huh. Yeah, how many tears in a bottle of gin? How many angels on a pin? How many notes on a saxophone?
Not Paul Kelly, please.
But you love Paul Kelly.
No, I don't love
You
Paul
love Paul Kelly.
I don't love Paul Kelly.
But
I
you've
think
been making this puzzle of Paul Kelly all week.
The puzzle one. These are your games.
Well, yeah, a puzzle is a sort of game, I suppose.
No, it's not.
I mean, come on, Guy. I mean, I've just tried to give you a good time here. We've been going to the beach. We've been singing a lot of Paul Kelly.
These are all the things I asked to do.
Then why are your swimmers wet, Guy?
Because you make...
Sorry, your togs. You're right.
I don't care what you call them. I didn't correct you. Because you soak them in vinegar or something disgusting. I don't know.
Well, Guy, I don't know. I don't know what's going on here. Because you... I mean, you're certainly not a prisoner. You certainly...
It kind of feels like it.
Why would you think that, Guy? We've had such a great week.
I don't know what you did to me 2 nights ago.
Uh-huh.
But I was not myself yesterday.
Helped you to bed after you cooked dinner for my friends?
No, I fell asleep on the stoop.
Oh, that's right. Yep. Up all night chatting, yeah, fell asleep. Then afterwards,
you did something.
Cooked dinner for my housemates and my mates, all my friends.
I need to leave this house.
Leave?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you probably do have to leave. It's almost time for your flight, guy.
Exactly.
We've been getting rid of your bags all morning, guy. Come on, let's get hustling.
What are you talking about?
Good chat, guy. We've just been talking about getting ready for your trip. You were saying thank you for having me, and I've got your bags packed.
No. My bags are packed.
They are packed. And my phone? Don't have to tell me twice, guy.
My phone?
Right here, guy. They delivered it this morning.
Why didn't you give it to me this morning?
You said not to. You wanted to sleep in.
I wouldn't have said that. I would have said, if anything, I would have said something like, please give me my phone.
Well, you've got it back now.
Thank you. It's all blank.
Oh, no.
This is a new phone.
Looks a lot like your phone to me.
Yeah, well, it's the same make, but this is brand new.
It's the sand, probably. You know how they use sand, sort of an industrial polisher? So it's probably polished the screen just from being lost at the beach. That makes sense.
That makes
total sense. Actually, I think that was the answer for a crossword that I was doing this morning. Good one, guy. I'm going to write that down.
No, please don't. Where do you find the time for crosswords? I didn't take my phone to the beach.
Well, then how come it got delivered from the beach this morning, guy? And how do you explain how the sand has polished it to looking almost new?
I think this is just a new...
How many angels on a pin?
Stop asking me that!
Look, guy, you're tired.
Yeah.
And you're probably a bit fired up on orange juice.
I'm not fired up on orange juice.
Well, you certainly seem a little hostile today, guy. So how about you and me take your bags, pack them in the car, and get you to the airport for your flight?
Could we, please?
We can, guy, we could always do that.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing right now.
Well, no, you keep talking about it like we're doing it. But you've done this all week. You keep talking about doing things. We've been in the same place the whole week.
Guy, I don't understand where this is coming from. I thought that we were having a good time. Look, here, there's the picture of us at the beach. Look, here you go.
I remember that from yesterday.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Well, you don't want to keep that? Remember the good times?
I don't want it. I don't want anything to do with it. I want to go to the airport.
Well, if that's the way you're going to be, guy, you can just take yourself there.
I don't know how.
Just...
This phone has no SIM card.
Oh, that's
a brand
bugger.
New phone.
Well, why don't I call your taxi guy?
I don't want you to call me a taxi. I don't know what to do. I don't want you to drive me there either.
Okay, well, what an end to a holiday, guy. Wow. I just tried to have a good time. Got a lot of local provenance foods. I put on a lot of good spreads, none of which were eaten. You barely touched any of the soups I made, guy. I take you to the beach. Meet Paul Kelly. You become best mates with Paul Kelly.
Meet Paul Kelly. Paul Kelly visited me in a fever dream, which is the most real thing I've felt this entire week.
Well, guy, I don't know anything about a fever dream, but I do remember you meeting Paul Kelly and having the best time of your life. And here's a photograph of you and Paul Kelly. See? So I just try to give you a good time, man. Maybe I've
Where'd
been a bit
get this
careless.
Photo?
When you went to see Paul Kelly.
We never saw Paul Kelly.
Well, guy, you can only kick a gift horse in the face so many times before that gift horse kicks you right back.
This is glued. You've glued Paul Kelly onto a photo of me asleep.
That's what the kids are doing. That's how photos look now.
This isn't how photos look. Look, I can peel off Paul Kelly. There's just a photo of me sleeping. And the double beard.
Good gag, though, wasn't it? Great gag. You got me, guy.
It's not a
you
gag.
You got me. That wasn't you and Paul Kelly. That was stuck on. Look, guy. It was stuck on, you goof. You got me, You got me, Guy. I thought that was you and Paul Kelly. Oh, man.
I wasn't trying to find you.
Good one, Guy. Good one, good one, good one. Oh, your taxi's arrived, Guy.
I didn't order a taxi.
There's your taxi to take you to the airport.
Did you call that for me?
You called it, Guy.
No, I didn't. I never called a taxi.
Yeah, you said, I don't want you to call me one. I said, well, then you go and call one. And you went in and you called the taxi. There it is.
That's not even, there's an unmarked car.
I hope that your taxis aren't all marked in New Zealand. that's a taxi. That's a taxi.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Yeah, that's exactly how it works in New Zealand.
Not here, man. So just jump in.
Yeah, I will. I'll jump into your car.
You want to take my car?
I'll drive. I want you to sit on your hands in the back seat and I'll drive.
All right, it's an odd request, Guy, but look, here's the keys.
Thank you.
There you go. So how about we go to the airport?
That sounds good.
Lead the way, Guy. I mean, I think if you go any more times at this front door, I'm going to have to oil it again. In and out.
That's not true. You know that's not true.
Well, I don't know what I know anymore, Guy. But I know that this is certainly a bitter taste to what was an otherwise sweet week.
I want my list back.
133 things?
Yeah.
There you go.
Why have you ticked so many of these?
Do they look like my ticks, Guy?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we've got very similar ticks.
My ticks look nothing like these. Well,
I don't know what you're...
You've clearly been ticking this list.
Guy, we ticked them together as we crossed off.
We didn't tick them together.
Guy, come on. This is very, very contrary-nary today.
I'm not being... Stop writing. What was that? That noise.
No, I don't know what that noise was.
What do you mean you don't... This is your house.
What noise? There was no noise.
Put your pen down.
Hmm?
Put your pen down as well.
There it is.
Okay.
Down.
What's in that book?
This book?
Yeah.
My gags.
Your jokes.
All my gags.
Can I have a look? Do you want to do some for me?
Some gags?
Yeah. You want to do some of your gags for me?
Oh, yeah. I'll open that up.
Read that.
This gag?
Yeah.
Oh. A dog walks into a bar and the barman looks at the dog.
And are you making this up right now?
No. It's written right here in my gag book,
can
Guy.
I see?
Well, then I can't read it to you, Guy.
Surely if you're gonna do the gag anyway, I could read along with you because it won't be too embarrassing. If you're okay with saying the joke, surely I can read it as you say it.
Well, I've heard about a bone, but this is ridiculous.
Don't shut the man. Book.
What? You want to hear that 5-minute joke again, Guy?
It was not 5 minutes.
You just heard the punchline. You heard the setup, Guy. Did you blank out in the middle of that 5-minute set?
No.
That's a gag that I've been working on for a while, man. I'm a little insulted. I'm not going to be reading any more gags for you today.
What was the gag?
About a dog and a man in the bar.
But what was the meat of the gag?
Well, you've kind of ruined the mood for me, man. They say comedy's about momentum. And it's gone here. So. Well.
Maybe I shouldn't have come and stayed here.
I thought I've had a great time, man.
I think this was a bad idea.
Why would you say that, Guy? Haven't you had a good time?
No, it's been horrible. I feel badly about the way I hosted you. If you don't accept my apology, you just poison me more and more.
Do you really feel bad?
Yeah, I feel terrible.
Wow. Well, how about, we call it even then?
Even Stevens.
We'll just have a glass of beer. We'll forget the whole thing. Let's call it quits.
A glass of beer.
And then we'll just head to the airport.
Regular beer.
It's a regular glass of beer.
There's no poison in this beer.
Guy, I'm trying to stretch out an olive branch here.
So you admit that you poisoned...
Guy, I'm not admitting to anything. I'm just admitting that I'm just saying, let's just put New Zealand... Let's put any of the wrongs that you feel have happened to you, let's put them away. Let's start this on a whole fresh slate. I lost a leg. Well, a foot. I got the foot back. You have lost large chunks of the week, among other things. Like, let's not dwell on that.
You admit that you've been sort of manipulating my understanding of time.
I don't know about that, Guy. I certainly didn't say that, Guy. Guy, let's...
I want to get out of your house.
Then let's have this beer.
I don't want the beer. I just want to leave.
Guy, I promise you, if we have this beer together, that's it. I'll get you to the airport. No funny business. You get home in New Zealand.
This beer.
This beer.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Oh, I guess we're both sorry. Here's to a fresh start.
You didn't drink any of the beer.
I need it to be at 40 degrees.
No, that's...
Tastes better
at unacceptable. 40. I need to see you have some of the beer.
Well, cheers.
Didn't have any.
You're looking sleepy there, Guy.
Why don't you?
It's better at 14 degrees.
I want to go now.
Let's get in the car, buddy.
Yeah.
Let's get you back to New Zealand.
Yeah. I fucking hate you.
I hope that one day you realize that this was a kindness.